Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Our next partner has a product that we are personally using every day. We take it consistently because we love it. It is Athletic Greens. I don't know if you've heard about it, but we want better energy, better immune systems, and we got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Rich, Channing, have you taken your AG1 today?
Man, every day.
Oh, I will. Yes.
You have? What are you slack, bro? You're slack.
I'm joking. I say yes every time, so I got to change it up.
Yes. Obviously, if you want to see what all the hype is about, every scoop of Athletic Greens tastes great, helps us feel our best in the morning. And we have a peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and even probiotics. And we would like you to reclaim your health as well. It's one scoop of AG1 in a glass of water. Froth that baby up. That's cool. It's easy. On the go. However you like it. Having said that, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you, I know, take a shot, one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrip and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance today. athleticgreens.com/roadtrip and get started. Welcome into this edition of Road Tripping with RJ and Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton, and we've got the legend of all legends joining us this week, two-time WNBA champ, two-time MVP, finals MVP, back for, as Rich just mentioned, her 16th season. I think that's more than the guys both played, maybe. I don't know. We've got a lot to dive into.
Channing.
She's also a legend.
Channing.
On the TV side, and plenty of things that she's working on. Candace Parker.
And she's a mom.
Hi.
That's why we hear the
The mom.
Right when you were yelling. Yeah, right when you were saying all that, my son just falls and busts his head on the floor. But he's fine. He's back.
Hey, tell Papa.
I'm like, as soon as I'm reading that, I'm like watching it happen. Like, come here.
Yeah.
Listen to
him. Candace, why'd you do it? Why'd you do it?
Can we please start with why or how you came across the name Air? Two for your son, please.
She lives in Chicago.
Come here, dude. Oh, hold on. He's about to be on air.
Yes.
He's okay.
Yeah.
So talented.
Look how handsome. Look at those cheeks. Oh, look at that.
Wait, you guys can see her? I can't see anything. My screen is too little. Oh, there we go. I didn't know you could do that.
You didn't know you could do what, Channing?
Can you let mommy do make this
it,
for a second?
Make it a big frame.
Just for a second. Here.
This is my favorite.
Okay.
Eat this.
Candace,
okay.
I promise you, afterwards, I have to show you. We Bron was on it, and these dudes were just throwing stuff at me. They were messing around. Like, it's no matter what you see right now, I'm like, guys, this is a very important podcast. They didn't care. So
I mean this with like, I mean this too with like all the love and respect. Like this right here, they talk about how versatile you are on the floor, and I raved about it when I called games this summer for the Sparks, and obviously against the like. Are you kidding? Your versatility right now, it doesn't stop. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You truly are amazing.
This is like what life's about. I'm sure you know. Just I talk to Channing about his kids all the time. You know, at work, and it really like. Puts it in perspective that like they don't think that you're anything other than their mom. Like it's like they do not care about your accolades. They do not care what day, how many points you score that night. It's like, okay, you know, you're my mom.
Give me some attention. I don't care.
Exactly. And I love it. It's like,
if your kids asked you, hey, who's the greatest WNBA player of all time? Are you going to say, mommy?
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm big on who inspired who, right? Like the inspiration behind it. And for me, it was Cheryl Miller was like the golden standard. Like she was the tapes that I watched. She was like how my dad motivated me. She was all of those things. And so I think Cheryl Miller is the best basketball player. Now, like when you go down the line in terms of me, it's like Cynthia Cooper for me was the best. Cynthia Cooper and Lauren Jackson were like my two and Tina Thompson that I watched. So I would say WNBA player for me is definitely Cynthia Cooper. I mean, if she won four championships in her late 30s. So, I mean, WNBA didn't even start until her late 30s. So it's just wild that she was able to do that, you know, at this age. Like, she's in the prime of her career at this age. I'm like, man, let me take my ice pads off, my heat pack, and, like, do something with my life.
No, you're fine. Like, it could be worse. We've seen some guys in their late 30s in the NBA, and they're not. Things aren't going so well for some of our senior citizens of the NBA currently.
Oh gosh, don't call them senior citizens because then you're calling me a senior citizen. So.
You are. Like the NBA is the only place that you like you tell anybody else you're old, they're like, "What are you talking about?" But like in the NBA, when everyone else is like 19 years old, 20 years old, you're just like, "What did you say?" One kid was like, "Man, I get my news from like World Star," and I'm like, "What?" When he said, I swear to you, he said these words to me. Listen. And I was like, yeah, it's almost time for me to retire if these are the conversations that are going on inside the locker room.
When I looked to my right and my daughter was doing TikToks with my teammates, and this is in the bubble, and I realized she was closer to their age than I was.
Yeah.
And that was when I was just like, yeah, it's like, it's almost time. Like
I was in Orlando and I'm 34 and I was like, dog, this dude is 18. You could be my son. I could be playing basketball with my son.
You are not having sex at that age, Channing. Let's be honest, Channing. You were not having sex. Like when
I was
you were 34,
saving myself for marriage.
34 was a kid 12.
I done heard about y'all two in the same room. Y'all are hilarious.
Oh, dude.
He could have been my kid. No, he couldn't.
Holly, bless you.
Candace, you know how many times I get told that?
You were saving yourself for yourself. You were saving yourself.
All you have to do is literally, my motto in life is just stick a quarter in them and let them go.
A lot of self-love for Channing.
Nobody knows what I like but me.
Okay. Having said that, I have a question. Yes, we're back. Here we are. God, now I'm distracted. What a great segue to go with Candace. 15 years going
sorry,
into season.
We're sorry,
okay.
Kid.
So let's bring it back to the decision to play again. As of right now, I read as of today, as of tomorrow, as of yesterday, you're planning to play season 16. Here you are though, dropping triple doubles in season 15. Like how does your body feel? What goes into this kind of decision at this stage of your career? And you know, had you had thoughts or plans maybe in the last season or so to kind of retire and what's keeping you going?
What's crazy is after last year, I was done. Like I remember really being done, just mentally tired. And it's not like you don't want to compete and you don't want to be on the court for a game. It's like the mental preparation and the preparation leading up to that, where you're in the off season and my Peloton like looks at me through my kitchen window. It's kind of like taunting me a little bit, you know? And so it's one of those things where it's like, if I cannot get on there and I can't stay in shape and I can't prepare my body for a season, I shouldn't play. And so last year I was like doing my citizen workouts. I call those like Pilates. I was doing, you know, casual hikes, you know, whatever. And I was fun. And then like a switch kind of flipped in February, March. And you know, I started getting on the court and I started like, okay, you know, whatever. And then this year it's like we lost. So I was in the gym probably like 5 or 6 days later after we lost. Like I was just trying to play dominoes, trying to, I mean, anything my family would play in a competitive setting, cornhole, like whatever, you name it. I was trying to like beat whoever stepped out there in it just because I was so competitive. So it's interesting. If my body is healthy and I'm able to prepare for next year, I plan on like right now playing. But that quote kind of got, I didn't expect it to show up on the ESPN ticker. Like I was on a podcast and I was just talking about my process and what I do every year. I mean,
girl,
I think
you're that girl, you're that woman.
No,
yes, when you make those, okay.
You're the goatress.
No,
that's a goatress.
When you make that, as a media member, because you're multifaceted. As a media member, when a person of your stature speaks, oh, everyone's hanging on it. Yeah. Oh, we were excited. We're like, oh, we get to talk to Candace about that. So come on, it's okay.
Hey, get the surprise out your face.
Oh, Lord. No, I'm excited about the process. And I think when I stop being able to be excited about the process, because I know just how much you all know how much it takes to like play in a season. And it's not game. It's not the finals. It's not the playoffs. It's not, you know, the first regular season game. It's like game 27 that you're just do I really want to do this? Like game 27 on a 5 or 6 day road trip. And you're just like, I don't even know.
You're in Indiana.
Yeah,
like, dang.
Do I really want to do this? Like,
Yeah. Then the first and 15th comes. Yeah. The first and 15th. It's like, okay, like, I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Yeah. No, my question though is because obviously you've been playing at a level of greatness and, you know, and it's the sustained greatness. That's the thing that people don't understand. Like, you know, there are players like Vince Carter. Vince Carter was a great player, but he loved the game and wanted to continue to be around the game. So like, as he had his decline, he was okay with being in that supportive space. And I'm not saying that that's not for everyone, obviously, but like for you, like as one of the best players, it was for me and you, we just decided to chill. But I'm saying as a great player, is it like let's say you're healthy and you still have that like competitiveness, cause I think we all understand once you step away, away, right? Like that it's going to be hard to refire it. Is it as long as I'm dominant and healthy and my brain is clicking, or is it like if I'm like very good but not dominant, like I'm not MVP candidate, I'm an all-star? Like some people struggle with that.
Here's the thing, and it's so funny, I was talking to Isaiah Thomas about this in the studio the other day. It's not fun when you lose a matchup that you know you would win and could win if your body could do what you want it to do. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with skill or anything like that. It's like, if you know you are supposed to be dominating this person and you can't, like, that's the worst feeling in the world.
And I would have never made it to the league.
Tell me what it's like to go into a matchup and dominate someone.
I was like, well, y'all supposed to beat me. This is your fault.
Y'all too.
You didn't do what you were supposed to do.
But I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I don't ever want, and I mean, it's starting to be like that. Like, I remember last year I said to one of my teammates, one of my rookies on the team, like, man, y'all forget I used to have wheels. And I was like, I don't want the video that's out now to kind of like destroy the perception of what I used to be, if that makes sense. So it's a balancing act, honestly, because it's a competitive edge, but you also don't want to be so different than what you were. I mean, I kind of look at Tim Duncan. I feel like Tim Duncan was the person that aged and changed his game perfectly. Like, he was regular season Tim Duncan, and then in the playoffs, everybody was like, oh my gosh, like, he's turning back the hands of time. And, you know, obviously Kawhi, Tony Parker, Ginobili, they helped with that. But I'm okay not, you know, not carrying the load night in and night out. But I still don't want to be destroyed by people that I know, like, I should be beating.
Like, you are trash. I should not be playing basketball if I cannot be. And we're not saying no names. But no, people ask me, like, Richard, do you miss playing basketball? I'm like, I miss scoring 20 points a game and playing basketball. I don't miss the 5 points a game, wondering if I was going to play, training for hours to, you know, maybe get 10, 15 minutes, except when we were winning a championship. That shit was fun.
Yeah, but like, that was cool. That was fun.
But I'm saying, like, I miss being, like, you know, a very good scorer. I don't miss those days of, like, you know, training camp, DMP, random shit. No, oh, no, those... Those aren't fun.
That ain't the move.
It's not. It really isn't. And, you know, I have a circle of people that I told them this is when I hit 30. I was like, listen, you guys are my realists. When it's time, it's your job to tell me it's time. Because I don't want to look on TV and be like, damn, why did y'all let me do that? You know? And so that's my circle. Anthony is my brother, is one of those people in my circle that will totally tell me. And so, yeah.
How's your brother? He used to have a jumper. How is that dude?
Oh, we battle at Toronto.
I always forget that you got a brother. Yeah, I always be like, remember that dude?
His brother played in the league.
Anthony is he's great in Orlando. He's a front office in Orlando. Loves it. Ooh. Loves doing that side of things. Recently, we was playing his son. Because it's like a rite of passage in our family to play our parents. And that's another thing. I want to be able to play my son. So I got to be able to walk to be able to beat him. Mm. So it's like a rite of passage to like beat your parents. So like I remember it was June 23rd that I beat my dad. Like it's like you remember it. It's etched in stone. And so my brother was playing my nephew because my nephew challenged him, thinks he could beat him. And he tore his Achilles. So.
No.
Mm, oh, no.
Yeah. So my nephew won, but it was kind of like, you know.
Oh, no.
A disqualification type of win.
No. That's not the nephew. That's fair and square. Like, listen, old man, you should have stayed your ass on the porch. That's what he should have said.
You should have stayed your ass in the corner. I'm going to tell him that.
Should have stayed your ass off the court. Tell you not to come out here and mess with killers like this. You raised a killer. Don't come out here. We take
be quiet for a tear that other Achilles.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah. Oh, man. You want to come out here and get give that ACL that. Ripped too? Get your ass out of here, old man. You want to sell me too, old man?
Yeah, I just don't feel like being an inconvenience for that long. Like,
Candace, I have a great idea. You need Rich and Channing to do play by play of these competitions.
That would be the funniest. Okay, first of all, my daughter and I, we play every year. I mean, she's not like into basketball, but she's starting to play.
Isn't she dunk last year?
I mean, she didn't dunk last year. It was like a real low hoop. She's doing volleyball and she's starting to like basketball. Like, here's the thing. At All-Star, it was in Chicago, and the team had a tournament that was right across the street. And so what clicked for her was that, like, everybody, agent, my Adidas rep, everybody came over and watched her play. And thought. Yeah. And so she just, like, thinks that it's the coolest thing ever. Uh-huh. So that's why she, I think, really wants to play, is because she realized, like, she glassed somebody, and she had no idea what she did. Like, she just... He just goes out and plays.
Wait, glass somebody? What does that even mean?
Block somebody under
what?
The ball hit the backboard. And she had no idea what she did.
Channing didn't even know what it is. Channing's like, wait, what does that mean? Channing's like,
it's been a long time since I played some defense.
I've never heard of such thing. I've never heard of such thing.
Listen, that could have been pig Latin. You could have.
Is that legal? Is that
like
ancient Swahili?
JR used to run in front of the player and get him to turn a little bit, and LeBron would come in like, like that. Yeah.
Nope. Above my pay grade.
All right, Road Trippers, we're going to step aside because our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking pills and vitamins. Want to see what the hype is all about? It's obvious. Every scoop of Athletic Greens tastes great and helps us feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. Here we are. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. Nothing more. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance today. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today. This episode of Road Trippin' is brought to you by Mendy. Mendy offers a line of safe and trusted hemp-derived CBD products, and I cannot skip out on the fact that it is a women-owned company. I know what you're thinking, Allie. Wow, you never sound this hype when you're doing these reads. Well, it's because I got a full night's sleep last night. Since learning about Mendy, I've been eating their delicious gummies and using their CBD stick during the daytime and before bed. I take some of Mindy's sleep tincture and always get a good night's rest. I woke up with a ton of energy and was ready to roll, even though I've had a jam-packed schedule with TV and travel. Mindy's products are all natural for pain, sleep, stress, and energy. With Mindy, you have a choice between full spectrum and no THC. Mindy is a safe, inclusive choice if you're new to CBD. Oh, and did I mention they are women-owned? Some things are worth mentioning twice. Listen up, road trippers. You can save 30% off your first Mendy purchase with this exclusive offer. Just enter the promo code ROADTRIPPIN at checkout. That's 30% off your first Mendy purchase when you enter the promo code ROADTRIPPIN at checkout today. Hey, road trippers. Richard Channing and I all live on the West Coast now, but we love watching our Cavs play, which used to be a pain for us because they don't always show their games in our local markets. But this season, we discovered an amazing trick that let us watch every single NBA game live for a fraction of the normal cost. It's called ExpressVPN, and here's how it works. Sure, the NBA offers League Pass, which lets you stream games online, but if you live outside the US or Canada, it doesn't let you watch all of them. Some games, they're blacked out. So what do you do? Fire up ExpressVPN and use it to change your location to a different country, buy and use NBA League Pass from there, and boom, no more blackouts. And depending on the country, NBA League Pass could cost less than $15 for a whole year. ExpressVPN works on your computer, phone, router, and consoles like Fire TV, so you can watch all the games from any device. Even when you're not watching NBA games, we're using ExpressVPN for stuff like Netflix or Disney Plus to access thousands of extra shows that are only available on other countries' libraries. Enjoy all 1,230 games of the NBA season in crystal clear HD in the world's most trusted VPN, ExpressVPN. Use our special link today and get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/roadtrippin. Then you can use ExpressVPN to sign up for NBA League Pass at a huge discount. That's expressvpn.com/roadtrippin for 3 months free with a 1 year package. ExpressVPN.com/roadtrippin.
I have a segue really quickly. Speaking of play by play, can we talk about the color transition? Can we talk about you calling games?
Richard,
tell
so
me
happy
it's not. Yes,
I was happy too.
I was like literally the text chains of different people that were like, yo, Candace is really good. Like my boys that are like supportive of me and just be like, hey, bro, you're getting better. And I'm like, thanks. You know, just like my circle of people. And when they're texting me I'm like, yo, Candace is really good. And I'm like, she really is. Like, that's like, because it's fucking hard. People don't understand.
Oh, it is so hard.
They don't understand.
First, I grew up watching Reggie Miller play. So being able to be in the booth with him, and like, he's an amazing teammate in terms of swinging the rock and, you know, he's passing more than he's shooting in the booth. And, you know, it feels great because to have somebody like that kind of like help you along and be able to answer all your questions and things like that. It is one of the most exciting things. And I know Richard, like, it feels like you're about to play. And I'm just a fan. I'm a fan of the game. Like, I literally am a basketball junkie. And so to have a courtside seat to the game and you're watching, like, Steph Curry came over and, like, talked to us before the game, dapped us up. You know, we hung out and talked, and we're talking to Steve Kerr, who I grew up watching play for the Bulls. I'm sitting next to Kevin Harlan, who is literally on every major call for TNT. So I think the little girl in me and the fan in me is so excited and the adrenaline, and I just, So it's
the best. You have to prepare for the game. You have to do all that.
I have a question.
I like the studio.
Analyst, reffing, or.
Reffing is by far the hardest thing I've ever done. That was the most petrifying. I hadn't been on an NBA court since I played. 3 years later, the entire audience there is heckling me, right? Because they know all I ever do is talk shit about their favorite player and crack jokes. So they're just like, heckling. That shit was awful. It was so stressed out. Like, I'm glad I did it, but it was.
How did you like? I don't know, because to me, I'm such a reactive, like if somebody yells at me, it would be very hard for me to just hold the whistle in my mouth and just be like,
let me say this. One, it's the G League. All of those kids are typically on their best behavior. Like they're not, there's no technicals given out in the G League, right? Because these kids, one, they ain't got the money for like, with all due respect.
No, you can't take that man's money?
Yeah, no, so so it's like in that space and most of these guys, like, most of these guys are like younger basketball players, so like, you know, they're, everybody was super respectful, and like my team, like you talk about having a team when you're start, the team of people that I worked with, they were amazing, so they helped shield. But it's just like one time I blew the I didn't put my arms up for the 3-point shot, like just random stuff because you're thinking about a million things. But
yeah,
I don't care about that. You get stay, keep calling games. Keep calling games. Like, keep calling games.
Stay in the studio.
No, get out the studio. Those out. You know, my favorite thing.
The studio is great.
No, the studio is great. And I want to do both. But what is your biggest advice in calling games? And I've been asking, you know, everyone this, because it's a different. You go from studio where it's a reflection, and I feel like it's more like you're building a scouting report in the studio, whereas in-game, it's in-game adjustments constantly. So it's almost like you're coaching.
Yeah, I for me, the key, there's two things I'm going to tell you. Like, one, it would be – it's just more of like just trust your instincts. Don't be afraid to be like, you know, hey, like one more bucket, they're probably going to need to call a timeout. Right. Yeah. Like, cause you feel it. You feel it as a player there of like, you know, like you can look at the reactions for the coach. You can look at the react. You can look at the, when you see players looking over at their coach, do you want a timeout? Right. You know that. So when you see a player looking over, like, hey, you want one? It's like, no, come on. And, but you know that if they don't score and then there is a bucket, there's going to be a timeout. So those are your things that I would say, trust your instincts of like, should they call a timeout? Or a lot of times, like what you're thinking in your brain is like, man, no KD, they're probably going to get him in there soon. And then you'll look over and he's walking to the scorer's table. Like that's your own brain. Like those are the things that like, the more you start to like trust your instincts of like everything that you know as a basketball player, like, and don't be afraid like to like say something like they probably should get a post up soon for so-and-so because you know, as a coach or as a basketball mind, they haven't posted up Joel Embiid in 4 plays. They have 2 turnovers. Now's the time that they have to go to it. So like, and then a lot of times that shit happens. People compliment Tony Romo for seeing the play before, and he is that dude and he's so special. But a lot of it is him trusting his instincts is seeing what we're doing. Basketball is different because it's so fast in real time. But there's still things that you can pull. So the more you trust your instincts. And then second, get a cocktail on your way out the arena. You know what I'm saying? Get a cocktail on your way out. That's always like, get a cocktail. Because it's like afterwards, you're like amped up and it's this. Well, and it's like, you know, you're just, you feel like you played a game. And there's those competitive juices because you know the emotions on both sides of that. And so, yeah, I just like to get a cocktail on my way out. You know, order it, you know, last time out of the fourth quarter. Get a beer or something.
Thanks. I like that. I struggle now because I know that when I say something in the studio, if I do it as a player, everybody hits me on Twitter. Like, do you know how many times people put what I say and then put me not doing something? Like,
got to box out.
I'm just like, I'm an analyst right now. Let me be an analyst. Don't critique my game or whatever. So I think that's my biggest thing is like, there's sometimes where I understand why Brooklyn came out and sucked was because they're on this long ass road trip. Or I understand that like, it's hard to repeat. It's hard to be spirited and motivated and all this stuff to like win a championship. Or it's hard when you know a teammate does this, it's hard not to have bad body language because it's almost like you're predicting what they're going to do. So it's like, I almost empathize so much with the players and that side of things. So it's hard for me to, you know, critique. Cause sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I get it. Like, I understand.
Yeah. And you don't have to critique. You don't have to critique in that space because you're not critiquing. You're speaking from that perspective. You're like, oh, I get it. Yeah. They're playing terrible right now. It's hard to do this because it's a long road trip, like that type of stuff. So while your criticism is not like they need to do better, they shouldn't shoot this. I get it's a long road trip, but they still got to show up. That's not, you don't want to be that person. You want to be like, I get it. It's tough. Let's see if they can push through this bullshit.
No, for sure.
But you're awesome. Just trust Thank your instincts.
You. Thank you
That's
so much.
That is the number one thing. I keep trying to get fucking little cone shaped head over here Channing in. He doesn't want to fucking do it.
They gave me a chance during Summer League. It was so funny because we were there and we didn't even know who these guys were. It was the last 3 days. So like we're getting the list, man. They were writing names on like a piece of paper like this. And I'm like, well, number 12. Well, he was 12 and now they got a marker, his jersey, because he just got off a plane. And so we were just sitting there dying laughing. I was like, this guy needs to be MVP of the Summer League with this performance. I was acting like it was game 7. I had a great time. I couldn't do that for real NBA players because I'd be like, woo, that shit was trash. Get him out, coach. Throw in the towel.
Candace,
I just wouldn't take it seriously.
Is there a matchup or like a player that you're excited to call like their game?
So my daughter's favorite player is Steph Curry, as is probably 90%.
Seth or Steph?
Steph Curry.
Oh, Stephon Wardell.
Yeah. And so I think we were able to go to Oracle before it closed and she met him and things like that. And so she was really excited that I was calling the Phoenix Golden State game. And then her other favorite player is Luka. So I'm calling the Dallas and the Golden State game at Dallas.
Wow.
So she's pumped. She cannot wait to watch it. And so I think it's cool when she's interested in what I do because it doesn't happen very often. So
welcome to motherhood.
Like, mommy's an MVP.
That's a matchup.
Mommy's an MVP.
I'm excited about.
Luka's got to be the easiest dude to cover because it's like he dribbles that bitch 77,000 times a game. And he go, I guess which way he's going to go. Left step back, dot your eye every single
right
time.
Away, right step through, left. Right, step
oh, back. Every time. He's just too big. You know what's coming, and he'd be leaning. Bloop.
He's way.
You got to work on his celebrations, though. You can't be that cold or your celebrations are trash.
He's
got some
young.
C-Fry celebrations.
He's 12. He's 12.
Richard, he's old enough to drink. You have a team of people. You have your own shoe. Get a good celebration.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have no problem with that.
Speaking of team, this is never an easy transition, but I think about it a lot, too, from a perspective of just your impact, Candace, on the league. And, you know, I was talking to Rich earlier about this, and you returning in the conversation for which we're about to dive into it. And Rich said she is the face of the WNBA for you. And so much that you speak on, so much that you stand for and that you are about. Obviously, what's going on and continues to happen with a sister of yours in the WNBA, with Brittany Griner. But it also hits a little bit closer home to home for you, having played those 5 seasons in Russia. And then your wife, Anna. As well. And I just think maybe your perspective on what you can share with that.
Obviously, I can't even imagine what BG is going through. And I don't think any of us anticipated it being this long. And then the recent news of her being transferred. It's scary for her family. So I think just, again, as a Players Association tweets every single day and Instagrams every single day, like, we just want to get her back home. And then on the other side, you know, my wife and her family, her family's still over there. She hasn't been over there in almost 3 years because she was going through the green card process. And so she couldn't. And then she was pregnant, so she couldn't. And so to not be able to see her family for that long, it's tough. And then also that's her home, you know? And so it's like, we had amazing years there. I mean, for a while that was Layla's home. That's what she thought of as home. That was the most constant place that we were. So it's really sad, you know? And I hope, you know, in some way, shape or form, first and foremost, BG gets home. And I hope that we're able to, you know, one day go back there. You know, for my wife's sake, for my son, for my daughter, to be able to kind of like see where, you know, see where Ann grew up and be able to visit her family and friends. Cause it's just not, you know, it's not an easy situation and, you know, there's different dynamics and things like that, but it hits close to home just because it is, you know, it is a part of us. You know, my wife is Russian and she's Ukrainian. So it hits, you know, from both sides.
That's tough. But I'm glad that the NBA and the WNBA, and it's just been a very unified message, but you know, I think you guys and your support has definitely helped the NBA, right? So it's, you know, when they were like, hey, don't put any, no news coverage now. It's like, hey, well, she is now, you know, she shouldn't be there. Okay, let's increase the news coverage. But just make sure, you know, I just want to kind of reiterate this because you're as involved with the NBA as you are WNBA, even though from the player side. But the NBA, the WNBA power to keep this at the top of the food chain is you guys are the base, right? The louder you guys, the more the NBA supports you guys and gives you guys that backup. So just continue spreading the message. Again, even here, you know, we want to use our platform and the few minutes that we get you for to make sure that we're, you know, recognizing her and that, you know, she deserves to come home.
And to kind of follow that up a little bit, and it's interesting because I think we live in, Channing and I talk about this all the time at work. Like we live in a society of like social media and hot takes and people's opinions. And, you know, if you want to read opinions for a day, you go under comments and things like that. And it was interesting because I was starting to read some and, you know, some are like, well, she broke the law. And it's like, you know, in America, we have this thing called like the punishment has to fit the crime. Right. And even by Russian standards, this is harsh. You know, even by Russian standards, this sentence is harsh. And even having research, you know, and I have a wife that's Russian, like by their standards, this is harsh and unfair. And so clearly there's another reason behind this. It's not just, you know, her breaking the law. And so I really hope that, you know, especially they said that they would resume talks after this midterm election. And I hope they resume talks and I hope she gets back as soon as possible.
Candace, I thank you truly for sharing that. And obviously as it goes a step further with your family and your wife and her family, we don't take conversations like this lightly at all. And it's not here for a hot take. It's not here for a click. It's genuine. And so I wanted to give you an opportunity because I know that you're in the thick of it every single day. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And having said that, I do know that there are other things that mean a lot to you that you're working on. And so I want to take a chance to kind of dive into those as well. Ed Tech.
Your tequila collection.
Tequila?
You see it though.
Yeah. She loves her some tequila.
I love it. And
I need to know about this.
Channing needs to, you know, hook me up with his little wine clubs and
little wine girl. We're doing. We're not little. We're medium. Medium wine club. Wine. It's on the way. Don't worry about it. It's on
all those things. No, I'm not saying I need free stuff. I'm just trying to be on the stuff you want.
Well, listen. So, if I give it to you free, you're gonna sign up later. That's what I want.
Add me to the list.
Like Costco. If I give you a little bit, you're gonna get the big bag.
I'm gonna get the box wine.
So what's the tequila? Why am I missing out on this?
So I don't know. I'm just big into tequila. And so I started probably, I would say like 5 years ago. And so I have like a huge tequila collection. And so every time we go to Mexico, we do like the tequila tasting and, you know, I just enjoy it. And so I collect as much as I can. If you guys haven't tried Campa Veda, that's my probably right now, maybe my favorite tequila.
Can we put that on the road tripping list?
Say it again.
We're gonna put it on the road tripping list.
Put you on the road trip list. All right.
We're gonna make it on our list of shit we're gonna buy.
Dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
that was basically Allie make a list.
Yeah, Allie, could you write that down and buy that tequila and we can all drink it and put it on the company card?
Got you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Take it out of Richard.
Expense it out.
Okay. So wait.
No, but
that's not ed tech though, right? What's ed tech plans? I was so confused. I think I asked that as Channing said, she loves tequila. And so I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So over the last 2 years, I started this company. It's called Go Genius and it's an educational tech company. And it's basically through avatars, which are the SDK is through Genies, which is an avatar, you know, company. And basically through avatars, we use historical figures, celebrities, and influencers to teach lessons. So picture like Marie Curie and LeBron James teaching science. You know, picture getting a push notification from, you know, Albert Einstein. It's a different way of teaching. It's, you know, more of the free, less confinement, Robloxy type of learning where you're able to kind of do more than just learn. You're learning life skills, you're learning time management. You know, so it's a process. I've learned a great deal in these last 2 years, but it's been cool because I'm building it with my daughter. And so it's been fun.
Channing, you don't ever do cool stuff like that.
Yeah, I got kids, man. Damn. I don't have enough time to take a shit and eat eggs.
At the same time.
My little guy's looking at me like, what are we doing? Look at him.
Yes. Oh, dude. Oh, I got three of them downstairs yelling at me. Three out of four kids are playing basketball, and I got to drop all of them off and then wait and then pick all of them back up.
See, that's my whole method because I'm like, I had Layla, and I'm the play date on vacation. And so when I had her as a single child, like she's an only singlet child, I'm like, I will never do that again because I don't have a vacation. I go on vacation, I'm digging for sea shells and I'm like doing all this stuff. I don't want to do that. I want to sit on the beach. I want to drink my beer. I want to drink my tequila. I want to drink my wine. I don't want to play.
And okay, so hang on. I have a legitimate question. Legit question for you guys. So you're all parents. I am not a parent. So are you guys the parent that loves to play with your kids? Have you ever been, how do you feel about parents that say they do not want to play with their kids? They'll never play with their kids.
That's aggressive.
I'm too big to be playing. But like playing, like what does playing mean?
Playing mean.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Draw me a picture. That feels like playing. Hey, go draw me a picture. Feels like I'm playing with my kid.
Because my daughter is the only child. I'm the parent that's like, got the scuba stuff on and like digging for seashells.
No, we ain't doing that.
Like that's me. And so when we had him, I'm like, all right, we're on the clock. We're going to have another one. Cause when we go on vacation, it's going to be like you two go play. And
oh,
that's
yeah.
It.
You better be bored.
You just become the referee. Out. That's what happens. You become the referee. Like I got the 5 and 7 year old boys, Rich and Phoenix. They fucking daddy, he's cheating. Oh, he's not cheating. No, I'm not cheating. It's just like, I don't care. Like, just leave me alone. Right. Just figure it out. I believe in you. That's the thing. Daddy, you always say you believe in us. I was like, I do. I trust that you guys can figure this out. You want, yes. Get the second one quickly.
That's amazing. With four of them, I'm just like, yep, no way. I'm just like, hey, y'all got to learn how to be bored. I said, we didn't have electricity when y'all were growing up.
That doesn't work with them. We give them things we didn't have. Like we went to the store when I was younger and like by no means were we poor, but like we went to the store and my mom said no because we couldn't afford it. Like it wasn't, I'm saying no because I'm just like, no, like you can't.
Don't put nothing in that cart. Don't put nothing in that cart now.
Listen, exactly. I give them the speech before we walk in now because there's a little store right behind. I was like, listen, we gonna go into the store. Right? Ain't gonna be none of this. Can I have this? What about this? Grabbing shit. Little Rich grabbed a baguette out of like there's a little corner store. I'm like, he grabbed a baguette and started like acting like it was a baseball bat. I went so like little motherfucker, if you don't put that freaking back. He was like, oh, but like that's like no, we ain't got time. I had to give him that talk. No, he took out a baguette like it was like out of the sheath of a sword and was like. And I was like, it was like, oh, I want this. Oh, like, and I was like, oh, but we can't hit our kids. My mom would have backhanded me.
Oh my god,
she would have backhanded me
off of the little thing in the store. Yeah. Whoop me, and then put the belt back on the rack. Like that's how. And I would hide. I would hide in between. I would be in TJ Maxx because, you know, every mom went to TJ Maxx.
Ooh, TJ or Ross or Marshall's.
Mervin's.
We have Mervin's.
And Dillard's
was hot. Dillard's was high-end. High-end.
Dillard's was high-end. But listen, I would go in there and, you know, I was kind of like the youngest by 8 years. So it was like me a lot of the times just going with my mom. And I would hide in the little clothing racks, like in the middle. I would stand there in the middle of the clothing rack.
She lost you one time.
So mad, and then take the a belt off and whooped me and then put it back like nothing happened. So yeah, believe me.
She got amazing. Scared. She got scared. She was looking at me. You thought she was playing a game. She wasn't playing no games.
I tell him.
That's amazing.
Uh-oh, Channing people off.
Look Candace, you yeah. are, is it Thank the fam, you. Channing? Kiddos?
Oh, oh my are. Gosh. Ooh,
it's oh, hot
it
hot
is hot in here.
So
yeah.
beautiful.
This is number three.
Hi. And my next,
say hi. She can't hear you. Say hi.
Hi.
She's got back hi. What's her name?
I can't hear
Roxy.
Her.
I know you Roxy. Can't hear
Roxy. Yeah. I love
this so one is the big. Tiniest
she's so
one.
Pretty.
No,
last time I saw Margot was no, that size.
Dude. I know you're hot. You just ran in the house, girl. Listen.
So how many boys, how many girls, Channing?
One boy and three girls.
Oh my gosh, poor him.
Watch this.
He's just like, he's never going to be.
What? I don't win an argument.
Always like, I'm like, everybody's like, oh, you had two older brothers. Like, good luck dating. I'm like, good luck dating if you're the only boy. I'm like, how's that going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, every girl has three sisters. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh. Like, no chance. Oh. Oh my gosh.
Come here.
What She's are you so eating? Cute.
Oh no. This one is. This is Lennox. Say hi.
Well, she's so cute.
Dude, you can't be eating markers, girl.
She got it from her daddy.
I know it, dude.
Look at them. I haven't seen them in so long. I haven't seen them in so long, Kenny.
Say hi. Say hi.
Way to be a godfather,
Rich. Wait, aren't you going to be in Phoenix next week, Richard?
To be 50-50. TBD. If I show up Phoenix in Thanksgiving, I'm from Phoenix originally, all my family. So like, if I go there, I can't even hide. I got like nieces, nephews, like, and then it becomes like this whole production. So that's why I'm like TBD on that. Like,
hang on, do we just see Channing put his whole entire hand over her face and just put it into his chest?
Yes,
you look at it. Amazing.
As you should.
And Candace's son, Air, is probably like, "Mom, hello."
Yeah.
So Candace, we'll wrap this up. We appreciate you so much. You're a legend, as I mentioned, on and off the floor. You know we love you. Keep thriving, my friend.
Keep calling games.
See you next week.
All the things.
All of you.